Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 13th day of Tishrei, Tovshin Pehei. Masechta Bob Metzia, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Dalad. Hasechra Sapara Lacharish Bahari. If a person hires a donkey, a cow, and to plow with it, he tells the owner, I'm going to use it for a mountain. And they used to hire not just the plow, the cow, with the plowing tools, but also two workers to go with the cow and plow with it. And the hirer, the socher, said that he's going to use it to plow his field that's in a mountain, on a mountain. But he changed from what he asked, from what he told the owner, v'chorosh babika. And he told the workers, no, I want you to plow with the animal in the in a valley. And then the pin of the plow broke. Im nishbara kankan, if the pin of the plow broke, then potter, then the rent, the hirer is exempt from paying. Why? Because he did it in an area where it would be less likely to be broken. So there's no way that one can say that the change of location has caused the breakage of the plow. It would have for sure broken in the mountain. The mountain is a harder region to put the plow. However, Babika, if he hired it to plow in a valley, v'chorosh bahar, and instead he used it on a mountain, so that was changing the terms l'ra'ah for to make it worse for the equipment. And then im nishbar hakankan, then if the pin of the plow broke, chayev, then the hirer is chayev to pay, because we say that the change of the term, change of the use that he that was originally intended for, has contributed to the damage caused. So the owner of the cow, gets paid, gets recompensed for that. Now, the Gemara explains that if the hirer did not change anything, he kept to exactly what he was told. He asked to use it on a mountain, and he did use it on a mountain, and the plow broke, then the owner of the cow can claim damages from the workers who used it to plow. But there's a machlokes in the Gemara, which of the workers is more responsible? Is it the one that's leading the cow, or is it the one that holds the actual leading the cow, or the one who's holding the plow? The halacha in the Gemara is, that the one who's holding the plow is primarily responsible to pay, and it's because of his negligence we say that the kankan, that the pin of the plow, was broken. He probably put it too deep into the ground. And if it's a field that's full of stones, then they're both equally chayiv. You'll have to pay, both workers. And therefore, the Rambam paskens that the same thing would apply if the hirer has changed from what he was from what he asked to use it for. Let's say he changed it for the better. He hired it to plow with it in a mountain, and he used it in a softer area like a valley or a field. Then indeed the soicher, the hirer, is potter, exempt, but the owner of the cow can claim damages from the workers. And if he used it for a worse area, for a more difficult terrain, he hired it to plow with it in a valley, and instead he used it on a mountain, and we said that the hirer is chayiv to pay for the plow that was broken, then the soicher, the hirer, can go back in turn, and he can go and ask damages from the workers and say, why did you ruin it, etc. That's according to the Rambam. The Rosh, however, holds that in a case where the soicher changed from the terms of use, then the workers are absolutely potter. They can say, look, if the hirer wouldn't have changed from the terms of use, then it wouldn't have been broken. So as machlokes between Rosh and Rambam, in the case where the socher did change, everyone of course says that the socher is chayev, that's no question. Can he ask repayment from the workers? That's Rambam says yes, the Rosh says no. Lodush bakitnis. Let's say a person hired a cow to plow or to thresh the kitnis, to thresh beans, legumes. Vedosh patvor, instead he used it for produce, for grain. Potter, we say, and then the cow slipped and was harmed, was damaged. Potter, the one who hired the cow is exempt, because we say it's something beyond his control. If he used it for something, he used the cow for something that should be less likely to slip. It's easy to slip on on kidneys, on beans, than on the grain, and therefore we said it would have for sure slipped on the beans had he used it. So he's exempt. It's not because of his negligence. However, lo dush patvua, if he hired the cow to thresh in grain, and the grain, and vidosh bekittis, instead he used it the animal for legumes or for beans, and the animal slipped and got damaged, chayev. Then we say that the person is chayev for the damages the injuries to the cow, because beans were more likely to make the animal slip than grain. Mishnah Hay. Person who hired a donkey to bring wheat upon it, on a certain weight, let's say a kilo of it, let's say 100 kilos of it. He hired a donkey to carry 100 kilos of wheat. And instead he brought 100 kilos of barley. Same weight, but of course the barley takes up more space. It's more volume. The volume's greater. Chayev. If the donkey gets harmed, we say that the hire is chayev, because even though the weight was the same, we say that the extra volume would have caused an imbalance, could have caused the imbalance on the donkey, and therefore we say he's chayev. He's due to his negligence, the hire has caused damage to the donkey owner's donkey. Tavua, if he hired it to bring a quantity of tavua of grain, the heviola tavern, and instead he brought straw, again we say chayev. Why? Now he again b'preisha hanefach kosher lamosa, because the greater volume is difficult to carry, and it could have caused again. Or likely have caused the harm to the donkey. Now, what happens with a different case? Lahavi lesechitim. He hired the donkey to take upon it a lesech, that's half a kor. Half a kor is 15 saw. A kor of wheat is 30 saw. So a lesech is half of that. Half of that is 15 saw. So he hired it to carry a 15 or transport 15 saw of wheat. The heavy lesach sar, but instead he took 15 saw of barley. So he took the same volume of grain. He hired it for wheat, but took barley. Potter, we say, is exempt if the donkey gets harmed, even though he changed. Why? Because the change was for the better of the donkey, not for the worse. Because saorim, barley, is going to take up. Barley is lighter than the wheat. And therefore, he took the same volume, but less kilos, less weight. Vim hoisif al masoi, but if he added more to the, he thought, oh, well, I'm taking barley and that's less heavy, so I can increase the volume to equal the same weight as the 15 soim of wheat. So that's what he said. So let's say instead of taking 15 so'ah of wheat, he took 16 so'ah of barley. So it's the same weight, but more volume, once again, chayev. Why is he chayev? Because he's increased the volume. And he can't say, oh, I kept the weight the same, I should be exempt. No, he will not get away with that. He's chayev. Now the Mishnah asks, how much increase is there to be concerned about, that the owner can hold the hirer responsible? B'chama Yosef al-Masoi, how much does a person have to put extra on the weight? Let's say he's hired it to transport wheat, and he did use wheat or barley, and he did bring barley. How much extra would he have to do to be chayiv for any harm to cause to the animal? Sumchus oimim mishum Rabbi Meir. Sumchus says in the name of Rabbi Meir, sa'ola gomel, an extra saw for a camel. Now, a camel, he hired the camel to bring a lesech, again, 15 saw of wheat. And he added one saw, which means 1/15 more than the quantity that he said he would hire it for is enough to get him into trouble. If harm is caused to the animal, then we say it. Anything less than that, we say is fine. That's how some Mefarshim learn. Other Mefarshim learn that the usual, that we're talking about a case where he hired it for a kor, which is 30 saw, and therefore the addition, how much did he add for the gamel, was 1/30. He added one saw, which is a 30th more. According to that opinion, those Mefarshim, 1/30th is enough to get him into trouble. Anything less would be all right. What about for a donkey? It says the Mishnah further, Shloisha kabin lachamoir. Or if he hired a donkey to bring a lesech of wheat and he added three kabim is half a saw. Now, half a saw out of 15 saw is 1/30. So clearly in a donkey, the tolerance level is up to 1/30 of what he hired it for. Anything more than that, it would be chayev. We've learnt the Mishnah as the Kehati does, which is according to the way Rava learns it in the Gemara. That's the Halacha. That's the way the Rambam learns it in Tiferes Yisrael. However, the Bartanura has a different way of learning it. He learns it like Abaye, and he learns a different gears of the Mishnah because of that, the way Abaye learns it.